Hello and welcome out there to everyone tuning in. You are now tuning in to Cold Blow, New York Giants Football Talk with your host, myself, Terrence McClam, a.k.a. T-Mac. And today's topic, I'll be bringing you my honest thoughts and opinions about the hiring of rookie head coach Joe Judge. Did I think that was a good hiring for the team? Honestly, I didn't expect that move to be made. But from what I heard from his press conference, the man simply nailed it. If I was a team member or player in that room during that press conference, I would have been jacked up. Now, I know that sounds good, and that has to translate to the field. And considering what he has to deal with, he's coming from a championship background to a team that's been a perennial losers for several seasons. So, and not to add in, he's dealing with the largest media market in the world, so he has his hands full as a rookie head coach. But I like what I've seen so far with the staff that he's assembled. I love the hiring of Jason Garrett as our OC. I think Jason Garrett will do wonders for Daniel Jones' development, especially in his second year as a full-time starter, you know, taking over for the legendary Eli Manning, who brought us two Super Bowl championships out of his illustrious 15-year career. So Daniel Jones has big shoes to fill. But the only thing Daniel Jones needs to do is just be his own man, and he'll be fine. He has the intangibles. He has the upside. I like what I saw in this rookie campaign. Does he need to fix that turnover issue he has? Yes, he does. And that will be fixed. Coaching staff should help him out. He should be better prepared. And I believe in Joe Judge, you know, just from a standpoint of hearing that man speak. I'm going to give you a perfect example what I mean. Even though he's a rookie head coach with no head coaching experience at all, from what I heard from that press conference compared to what I heard from the New York Jets, Adam Gase, at his press conference maybe a year and a half ago, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's 1 or 2 years ago the Jets hired Adam Gase. And if anybody saw that press conference, he looked a little ill-prepared for that. Like, you know, body language and facial expressions, they mean a lot. That's basically your interview. And he looked like he was, like, just going. And you see where the Jets are. Not to be, you know, concentrating on them, but I'm just making a comparison between one man's press conference to get you hyped versus another man's that'll have you like scratching your head and raising your eyebrows. Yeah. But anyway, back to Joe Judge and the hiring. You know, Giants ownership, John Mara and Steve Tisch, they saw fit that this was their man. They said they liked what they heard. He commanded the room in his interview. Even though Matt Rhule was on their radar, that was their first choice. And we all saw how that went when it was suggested that Matt Rhule was asking for a little bit more money than what the Giants were willing to give him. And he respectfully declined and told the Giants to hit the bricks, and he went to Carolina and took their offer. Can you blame him? That's a lot of money. So Matt Rhule, wish him well in Carolina. We have our Joe Judge. And we'll see what Joe Judge is going to implement in his offense, how he's going to oversee the whole team. You know, my main thing that I'm looking for in him to do is just be honest. Don't pacify these players. We've had too much of that stuff going on for the last several 5 or 6 years. Players are not being held accountable. And I mean star players. I want him to get on star players. Hold them accountable. And I want this team to have, like, leadership, man. That's what the Giants are lacking, leadership. That's what I hope Joe Judge is bringing, just leadership, business as usual, treat every game as business trip, and let's get the job done. I'm excited for this upcoming season. You know, I know it's a different time, and then we'll be done with this coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic. So this training camp, we got most teams are starting to open up their facilities for training camp. And it's going to be a different type of training camp because we have to practice social distancing, and players are trying their best to get together and have that camaraderie and build team unity. You know, several veteran players are getting players together on offense to practice, you know, get their chemistry in order. And Daniel Jones is one of those, you know, young players. He's showing leadership. You know, he's doing the best he can, considering the circumstances. So I like what I saw from his rookie campaign. Daniel Jones had a very good rookie campaign. And if you're comparing that league-wise and going back maybe 20 years ago to any quarterback that's coming in this draft, that's coming to the league, with those rookie numbers, I'll take that. You know, he was highly scrutinized for being selected in the first round with the 6th overall pick. Many thought it was a reach, including myself. I would have liked a defensive end pass rusher stud, and then I felt we could have got DJ with that 17th pick. I really do. Regardless what Dave Gettleman is talking about, he knew somebody wanted him, man. All them teams that was on the board, they had quarterbacks already. DJ would have been available. But anyway, we got him. We got Saquon Barkley. He'll be handing the ball off to our stud running back. And my worst fear is that the Giants do not waste Barkley's formative years. I'm hoping he has a bounce back season, even though last year was a good season, but it wasn't to Barkley's standard. I hope he has a bounce back season where they can just, you know, opt out on that rookie, that fifth year option or fourth year option, give him that payday he's deserved. You know he's going to get it. He's a generational talent running back. He's going to get that. I just hope we don't lose him to some type of foolery in free agency and we lose a great running back. We need that running game, man. We need that running game to produce, and we need that defense to improve. That is my main area of concern for Joe Judge, improving that defense. And it starts with that secondary, in my opinion. We got to fix the secondary first. Then that will improve our pass rush, because we don't have any stud pass rushes at the moment. Now, that can change throughout the season. But there's too many bombs over Broadway with that secondary. You know, that rookie Baker struggled mightily last year. You know, we still don't have somebody over the middle that can hold tight ends, keep them at bay. We get killed over the middle. That's been going on for too long. You know, the Giants got to change their identity. We got to either be offensive team or defensive team. Simple. Get an identity and run with it. Improve on third downs on defense. Improve on third downs on offense. Keep games close. Win those games you're supposed to win. If you're a superior team to a team that's not, win those games. Make sure those games are over in the first quarter, in the first half. Now, if you're going up against a team that's on your same level, it's going to be a dogfight. Most games like that come down to the last 6 minutes of the fourth quarter. Make plays in crucial moments. You got to make, give you an example. If a team is up on us 21-17, and it's third and long, that defense got to get them off the field. Get that ball back to our offense. Offense, take care of business, execute, take it down the field, take the lead. We know we need a touchdown. We can't win with a field goal. We need a score. That's what the Giants need to be. The identities, they need to think end zone. And if you can't get six, don't put your team in a bad position and turn the ball over if you're in enemy territory already. You know, give yourself a chance. But anyway, like I said, Joe Judge has his hands full, and we will see what he brings and his style and his imprint. You know, I don't want him to be another Bill Belichick disciple. We know, I've seen how that's going with Bill Belichick's coaching tree. Not too well. From the Evan Mangini's to the Romeo Cornell's. I mean, the list goes on, you know. The only one that seems to have had some success from Belichick's coaching tree is that guy in Houston, Bill O'Brien. He gets his fair share of criticism, but he's got them in the playoffs. They're probably a new playoff team, and he's improved the roster, and mainly because they hit a home run when they got their franchise quarterback. That's what you need. He gets your quarterback, all the other pieces on the rosters fall into place. That quarterback makes everybody better. So Joe Judge has to recognize that. Get on the same page with offensive coordinator Jason Garrett, develop Daniel Jones, put him in a position where he can make plays and use his strengths, and just work on his negatives. As long as Daniel Jones cut down on the turnovers, he has to get a better feel for the pocket, you know, get that ticker inside his head, know he got to get that ball out of his hands fast. No patting the balls, get the ball out fast. Check down, if you don't see it downfield, check down, live on to the next down. You know, only take sacks when it's necessary. Take care of that ball, and the Giants should be a vastly improved team. I mean, we only won 4 games last year. I see us, we can go 7-9. Hey, 8-8. We got a new playoff format coming up. 2 teams can get in now. So instead of 12 teams, it's 14 teams. It's going to be 7 teams from each conference. I mean, is it possible that the Giants can go from worst to first? Of course it is. We've all seen it happen many times, but they got a lot of work to do. So we'll see what happens. But I'm putting them at 7-9, no worse than 8-8. I think they're that good. I think they're that improved with this new, you know, injection of a new head coach. You know, everybody's coming in. They should be reinvigorated. You got players playing on, you know, their last deals. So they're looking for a new contract. That should, you know, be motivation enough. But we'll see what happens. So, my thoughts and opinions on the hiring of Joe Judge. At first, I wasn't too, you know, like, oh, yeah, we got our guy. But, you know, after listening to what he said and what he's trying to bring to our team and what identity he wants to represent the city of New York, smash mouth, punch you in the face for 60 minutes, be disciplined. He told his coaches, don't bring me excuses. Don't tell me what a player can't do. I want you to tell me what the player can do. That caught my attention. That's changed my thoughts about that hiring. When he says that, he's holding his coaching staff accountable. He says again, I don't want you to bring in my office and tell me what this player can't do. Tell me what he can do and work on that. Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do as a head coach. That's why the Giants have been abysmal for the last 5 or 6, 7 seasons. Coaching. Bad coaching. They did not develop these players. Now, with the exception of OBJ, when you're a generational talent, you already have the talent, but that's not enough sometimes. OBJ is not on our roster anymore because he thought it was just about his talent. When you come into the league and think it's just about your talent and you don't have good character, 2 things usually happen. You get humbled, sent to another team, or you're out of the league, you know? I mean, I miss OBJ and his talents, but I'm gonna be honest, he was a bad character fit for that team. And I do believe in the young wide receivers we have now, Darius Slayton. If Eric Ingram can stay healthy, we got him as a tight end threat. He runs like a wide receiver. He runs a 4.4, I believe. He's fast. Like, again, we got Darius Slayton, who's constantly improving every year. I love him. And we got Golden Tate, the veteran. And, you know, we should be okay. We got to make it work with the players we have on the current roster and just improve the players from the last drafts. The players that we selected in this past April draft, hopefully they can pan out. And we got to develop those players from 2019 and 2018. Those players got to step up. That'll make Joe Judge's transition from no head coaching experience on to a new head coach. You have to have talent. That's it. Bill Belichick is one of the greatest head coach. Bill Walsh, Don Shula's, you know, the Bill Cowers, all the great head coaches who did well, who was consistently carrying teams into the postseason, they had talent. And then they had depth on their rosters also that they can just plug and play when the starters got injured. You got to have talent on all levels of the roster. And the Giants are lacking that. The Giants have been lacking that for several seasons. And this is a new day. They need to want to win. That's the main thing in attitude. These players got to have an attitude. We're tired of losing. When you're tired, you take your talent, you take your full-out effort, and you combine everything. You just can't have talent. You got to give full effort and combine all that and be selfless, and don't be selfish out there. So That's my honest thoughts and opinions on that. Thank you for tuning in. I'll get with you guys on the next episode. And feel free to tune in and give your thoughts and opinions also. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Code Blue, New York Giants Football Talk with T-Mac. I'll get at you guys later. Enjoy.